So let's call this segment Adventures in Democracy.
Adventures in Democracy on this Thursday, June 19th. We are going to talk about politics, and then there's politics. And we're going to be doing a little comparison this morning, because in an old building in London at high noon yesterday, some men and women, well, they came together for their traditional weekly meeting.
This is not a treaty that Britain wanted or needed. It's a treaty he was so ashamed of that he had to sign it in a room all on his own.
That's not a television show. That's not a movie. It's the British Parliament. And that was David Cameron, who was the leader of the UK's Conservative Party. You can call it theater, perhaps, but in London it's called politics. And Cameron was talking about the Lisbon Treaty, which is relating to the organization of the European Union.
How do we do that here in the United States?
Well, let's compare, because in Washington, here's another meeting of men and women on the Capitol, on Capitol Hill, at noon yesterday.
Madam Speaker, I rise in strong support of this bill and yield myself as much time as I may consume.
So recognized.
That's a little
very polite.
A little slow there, y'all.
Yeah, it's very, very polite. Interesting. Same noon in the UK, noon in the United States. But in the UK, confrontation, as you know, John, is a rite of passage, because every prime minister faces these questions every week in the House of Commons.
Yeah.
It is. And they get direct questions from their party members, from opposition leaders, and they must respond. Here's what Prime Minister Gordon Brown said yesterday in response to the criticism about the Lisbon Treaty.
Even now, they cannot give a straight answer on whether they support a post-ratification referendum. This is not a position of principle. It is opposition for opposition's sake. Once again.
Order. Allow the Leader of the Opposition to speak. Mr. Norris, you're far too noisy.
Wow, you can't imagine anyone saying no comment in that environment.
You were asking me earlier, you think Mr. Norris takes that personally?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like it, but I don't know.
It's such a tradition, and they are, of course, talking about something very complicated, which is the Lisbon Treaty. And let's compare that to U.S. Democratic Representative Benny Thompson talking about homeland security, which is also tricky business. He's talking about a proposal that would amend the Homeland Security Act to establish an office for bomb prevention.
Madam Speaker, explosives remain the preferred weapons of choice for terrorists the world over. Explosives have been used against this nation abroad and on American soil.
So that's Washington.
That's Washington.
Does it get any more exciting in London?
Yeah, here's David Cameron again taking a shot.
Frankly, I've seen more spine and leadership from a bunch of jellyfish. Doesn't the Prime Minister give some leadership, tell us what he thinks, and kill this treaty today?
Now that's entertainment.
Well, the question is, do they get anything done? What it does do, I lived in London for years, and it is entertaining, but it's also terribly informing, and you have the leader of the country, the Prime Minister, being forced to ask questions. We're going to be comparing and contrasting over time, but here's a little taste of what it might sound like if you put the British and the U.S. together.
The Office of Bombing Prevention provides the necessary analysis.
Nice, nice.
In coordination of our nation's bomb prevention capability.
Yes,
to
yes.
To best protect our citizens from the threat posed by explosive materials.
That's so hard to imagine, though.
It sounds great. And the question for all of you is, how would you spice up debate in Washington? You've watched C-SPAN. You've fallen asleep to C-SPAN. What would you do? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Adventures in Democracy.